Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. City will travel to Arsenal in the standout tie of the Carabao Cup quarter-final draw. Arsenal progressed in a penalty shootout against Liverpool following a goalless draw in the final tie of the fourth round on Thursday. The meeting at Emirates Stadium with Pep Guardiola's City, who eased to a 3-0 win over Burnley, will see manager Mikel Arteta face his former club in a repeat of last season's FA Cup semi-final, which Arsenal won 2-0 on their way to winning the trophy. All quarter-final ties are to be played the week commencing the 21st of December 2020. Moving on, and Raheem Sterling and Kyle Walker have been named in the England squad for the upcoming games against Wales, Belgium and Denmark. The Manchester City duo are part of Gareth Southgate's 30-man squad for the trio of fixtures at Wembley this month. The three Lions face Wales in a friendly on the 8th of October before back-to-back Nations League games against Belgium on the 10th of October and Denmark 3 days later. And finally, Kevin De Bruyne has been rewarded for his fine performances in the Champions League last season. He was nominated for two awards recognising his brilliant form in 2019-20, the midfielder of the season, and UEFA Men's Player of the Year. The Belgian was Europe's top assist provider last season and took his form into the Champions League, scoring important goals for City at Real Madrid and against Lyon. Up against Bayern Munich pair and Champions League winners Thomas Müller and Thiago Alcantara, De Bruyne was named midfielder of the season for the first time. However, the main award, the Men's Player of the Year, was won by Robert Lewandowski. That's all for now. We'll have more later.